Restoring My Soul, Monday the 27th of July, Not Walking in Craftiness. When we have renounced the hidden things of shame by walking in the light, it means that we do not need to walk in craftiness in relation to our ministry. When Paul said that he was not walking in craftiness, he was comparing his ministry to the carnal mode of ministry that was employed by many of the other messengers who had come to Corinth. Rather than walking in the light, they pretended to be messengers of light. Paul described their ministry by saying, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." The mode of Satan is trading. A person who is walking in craftiness will employ the same mode as Satan in their relationships and in relation to their ministry. Rather than laying down their life for people in offering, they will seek to ingratiate themselves in the eyes of other people for the purpose of gaining favor or receiving something in return. A person who is walking in craftiness may use persuasive words of wisdom to convince people to believe their message for the sake of a successful ministry outcome. In contrast to this, Paul testified to the Corinthians in his first letter, "I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Paul was among the Corinthians in weakness because he was joined to the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. He ministered to them in fear because he feared God and wanted to please Christ who had sent him. He was not trying to please men, nor was he afraid of being rejected by men. The ministry of Paul revealed the power of the seven spirits of God because he was poor in spirit and he trembled at the word of the Lord. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 13 and 14, Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 3 and 4, and Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.